I mean, I've got a very, very good memory, and I remember being taken in the Tile Hill Club in my pushchair.
Right.
Me and my brother, we actually had a twin pushchair, and my mum and dad would take us in there. And it was mainly because all of my dad's family that had come from the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So him, his mum and dad, and his nine brothers and sisters.
Oh, gosh.
It was just like a real big family thing for them. I mean, they probably went to the working men's club or social clubs up in the northeast, and it was probably a long tradition.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
And it was always, if you wanted to see them a lot of the time, various aunts and uncles, you had to go to the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all my cousins would be in there with my aunties and uncles as well. So we just used to, like, because a lot of my cousins were older than me, I think that the parents and my mum and dad used to have a drink, and mm-hmm. my mum used to play bingo with my auntie. Then I would actually just be looked after by older cousins
mm-hmm.
and run around on the dance floor and stuff like that.
Yeah,
77, 78.
Right.
Yeah. So I remember as well that on the nights that, when my mum and dad were still together, so this would have been late 70s as well, that you had to, my auntie, I had an auntie Valerie, and she had six children.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband is wonderful, actually. He was quite forward thinking for that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he would actually look after the children, and my mum, my dad and my auntie Val would go up the Tile Hill Club, and they used to go really early to get a seat.
Yeah.
You used to have to, like, put your bag or whatever and say, get us a seat by the bar. Or we always used to sit on the Tile Hill Social Club. I remember we always used to sit in the concert room, and it would always be on the left-hand side on the seats on the back wall, and it would just be all my family would take the whole, like, row over it. I remember in 1978 it would have been, I remember having my Uncle Jimmy's wedding reception in the Lime Tree Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bit different because that was a bit further down the road.
Yeah.
But I think it was considered a little bit more upmarket than the Tile Hill Club. I think that's probably why he had his wedding reception in there. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I remember actually going to a disco in a social club.
Oh, right, that was 1978. Yeah.
And I even remember what I had on.
Oh, good, you've got a great memory.
I had a blue velvet dress on with a dark blue velvet dress, and round the collar was all like blue diamante. I've got a really, really good memory, and I had on a sky blue cardigan over the top of it,
and little blue leather shoes.
Yeah. We would go to my dad's on the Friday. 7 and 6, me and my brother would have been at the time, or 8 and 7, and then we'd watch a film and we'd go up the club. And early on, they used to have a roller disco for the kids. A Friday night was roller disco, and that was the first time I'd ever seen a roller disco. And I never used to participate because I was awful on skates and really accident prone. But my brother used to.
Hmm.
And I remember that's the first time I ever heard Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Everyone was all skating round in 1983 to Billie Jean.
Oh.
On a Friday night, I think it was mainly bingo on a Friday. And I'd always see, like, my aunties and uncles and my grandparents would always be mm-hmm. there. And on Saturday morning, we would have breakfast, and straight after breakfast, we'd go in the club for the film that they used to put on for the kids every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. They did every Saturday morning. They had a film on for the children. The film had finished, we'd go and join my dad in the bar, and he'd have a couple more pints, then we'd go back. And Saturday night, he used to, like, a bit more flush or whatever. We used to get a lot of money, and we always used to go to the kiosk that was downstairs in the club. And I used my dad used to give us loads of money then, like, to buy sweets. And I remember, like, eating so many sweets a lot of the time that I was actually. And we used to go down there, and they had all the penny sweets, and and then you could buy crisps and lucky bags. I remember buying
there. Lucky bags.
They were 10p at the time. I remember that one.
Yes.
Oh, it was brilliant. Going to spend the weekend with my dad, because we know we'd be entertained all weekend. But my dad would just take us, And then on Saturday night was always a band on. And then there was always an in-house drummer and organ player. There was always the organist at the end. I remember it was on the left-hand side of the stage. And they'd have sort of guest. I think then they would have, like, guest people would appear with a guitar and they'd sing and play along with the keyboard or there would be a full band on as well. And then I think during the interval or after the band had finished, then and sometimes it was just like the keyboard player and the drummer on stage just doing like instrumental
to save a little bit of money. But there was always some music.
Dad's a good singer, and my dad actually used to get up all the time. They used to actually go, "Steve, you know, come up and give us a song." And my dad always used to sing, you know, "The Streets of London," the Ralph McTell song.
Oh, yeah.
He always used to sing that. And he'd sing, what else did he used to sing? "The Boxer" by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd sing reggae songs, like the old... like "Everything I Own" as well. He used to do that. "Red Red Wine." And he just sang like a lot of some old folks and old Irish songs, like "A Bunch of Time," "When You Were Sweet 16," and those sort of songs. I think my grandfather used to, but I never actually saw him do it because my grandfather was a good piano player as well. And I remember, like, and I was always very good at dancing, but I was painfully shy as a child. And my dad used to go, "Get up on the stage and dance." And I'd be like, "No." But my brother could play the drums, so they actually dragged my brother up, and he played the drums once on the stage at the club. And my dad sang at the same time. But my brother would have only been about 7 or 8 then. The Tile Hill Club had a boxing club for the local boys as well on a Saturday or Sunday morning. And that would there'd be a ring light set up in the concert room on the dance floor around. And the local lads had somewhere to go and probably release a lot of pent-up frustration. Club, I never remember any of the other kids like ever like being nasty or horrible. It was always like friendly. The kids were always really friendly. And we used to play with them and my particular, like, I used to love it when we had the bands on because as a kid, I know, like, quite rare, but probably quite precocious, but I was into the Beatles and, like, I was a massive Beatles fan.
Well, that's what Nicholson
and all the Beatles albums, but that was strange because that was before my time. I mean, the Beatles split up 4 years before I was born. Anger, the bands used to play any Beatles songs, which was, of course, very common in the early 80s. Then I'd just be up there dancing all night. If my aunties or my nan got up and danced, they would always take their shoes off.
Really?
Yeah. They'd always, my nan particularly, would always dance in a stocking. You know, like she was like an old lady to me back then. But she would have been about, say, in her 60s. She always used to get up and dance to these rock and roll numbers. The bands used to do like class standards, I'd say, like the Hokey Cokey, I remember doing, and we'd all stand at the end in a circle and do that.
Yeah.
And the Birdie song was a really like popular song for them to do at the time. And Feet. Well, it was good the kids all got up to that one as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't mainly discos or solo acts then. It was more bands. You just get somebody singing with a karaoke machine a lot of the time now. A lot of bands don't seem to play the clubs anymore.
Well,